Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour et bienvenue. This is French Your Way podcast number 6. It's a pleasure for me to spend a few minutes in your company today. Thank you for choosing to listen to me rather than to Rihanna or to the Rolling Stones. I'm very honored. So today I'd like to go over the meanings of to demand in English and demander in French, and also of to ask. This episode is packed with useful vocabulary and expressions, and you can find them all in the show notes. To demand and demander, they have the same origin, the same etymology. Both words come from the Latin demandare, which is to formally ask. In the 12th century, to demand was borrowed from the Old French. So there it is, that's a common word in both French and English. But they evolved slightly differently. With the verb to demand, we are on the firm side of things, like it's a firm demand. It's very formal. We have also the adjective mandatory in English. That means it's required, it's obligatory. In French, obligatoire or imposé. Un mandat in French can be either a means of payment, a postal order or a money order. So we have the idea of the order. And it can also be an authorization or a role assignment. For example, le président est élu pour un mandat de 5 ans. The president is elected for a 5-year period. That's where he gets all the power and he has the formal authorization to rule. So, as you will have understood, the verb to demand has a very firm meaning attached to it. And in French, it is translated not by demander, not really, but more by exiger. Exiger. That is to demand something and also to require for a skill. For example, le directeur exige le silence. The headmaster demands silence. If you want to use the verb exiger with a clause or with a conjugated verb, this verb will be in the subjunctive. For example, le directeur exige que ses employés soient au travail à l'heure. Le directeur exige que ses employés soient au travail à l'heure. The boss demands that his employees be at work on time. Être exigeant, or for a girl, être exigeante, is to be demanding or to have high standards. I also mentioned that exiger could be translated by to require, for example, for a skill, such as marcher sur un fil exige un bon sens de l'équilibre. Tightroping demands a good sense of balance. It requires a good sense of balance. We actually have a verb for to require. It's requérir. Requérir, to require, to demand. We just use it much less because it's very annoying, very tricky to conjugate. But I'm going to put the conjugation in the indicative present in the show notes so you can have a look at it. I require is je requiert, tu requiert, il requiert, nous requérons, vous requérez, il requiert. If you do a little bit of grammar, if you already know a bit of French conjugation, it is a free stem verb, it's an irregular verb. The past participle of requérir is requis. And it can also be used as an adjective, requis or requis, means it's required. Par exemple, désolé, vous n'avez pas toutes les conditions requises pour devenir pilote. Sorry, you are not meeting all the requirements to become a pilot. You don't have all the required conditions, the required criteria to become a pilot. In summary, to demand can be translated by exiger or even requérir, and it's very formal and very mandatory. On the softer side, to make more polite demands, in fact, to request something, simply request, or to ask. To ask is demander en français. So it's less strong. Demander à quelqu'un de faire quelque chose is to ask somebody to do something. La maman demande à son fils de ranger sa chambre. The mom asks her son to tidy up his room. When you make a request, it's une requête in French with an E accent circonflexe. And if you would like to know more about the accent circonflexe, refer to episode 1 of French Away podcast. The word requête is actually an excellent example of the accent circonflexe that is a trace of a former S that was existing before. Now we still have in English with request. So, une requête is a request, but you can also say une demande with an E at the end or une sollicitation. None of them are really firm and completely mandatory. Now, you can't ask a question in French. I mean, of course you can ask questions, but if you want to use the expression to ask a question, you will say poser une question, not demander une question. We just don't use demander and question like together. Donc, poser une question is to ask a question. Je peux vous poser une question? Can I ask you a question? Je peux vous demander quelque chose? Can I ask you something? Or, je peux vous demander un service? May I ask you a favor? You ask a lot of questions. Ask a lot of questions. Tu poses beaucoup de questions. So just remember that demander is to ask, and if it's asking a question, it's poser une question. I'd like to give you a little bit more vocabulary to finish, vocabulary and expressions that include the word demander in French. Demander quelqu'un en mariage is to propose to someone. In fact, you ask somebody if they want to marry you, right? It's demander quelqu'un en mariage. Mon mari m'a demandé en mariage à Uluru. My husband proposed to me at Uluru. It's the icon, it's the heart of Australia, if you do not know. It's also known as Ayers Rock, and it was the most beautiful proposal you could imagine because I was really dreaming of going to see this place. Demander à droite et à gauche, to ask on the right and on the left. It means to ask around, to ask to anyone. À la demande is on demand. La télévision à la demande, c'est on demand TV. À la demande générale is by popular demand, like more general demand, like everybody is asking for it. That's it for today. And if you like French Away podcast, est-ce que je peux vous demander de m'aider et de laisser une critique sur iTunes? May I ask you to help me and leave a review on iTunes? Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away podcast.